This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Kelly, since I announced I was single on air, I've encouraged people to chat to me on my DMs because I was going to
If you're hot, slide into my DMs. Yes, I know.
No, it wasn't that. I don't have many friends here. I wanted to meet new people, make new friends.
Sure.
And people did really well with that. I got a lot of people sliding into my DMs. Men, women, for all reasons, not just what you're saying here.
Right.
Can you take me seriously for a second? I'm trying to be sincere here.
Okay.
But sometimes I can't respond to every DM.
There's so many DMs, I can't respond to them all.
All right. I'm gonna give you 10 seconds to say whatever you need to say, and then you're actually going to listen to me.
Keep going.
Are you done?
You can't respond to every DM because they're overflowing.
That's not what I said. Okay. What I'm saying is that sometimes this happens to you too, I'm sure. You don't respond. And you intend to respond, but sometimes you don't respond immediately.
Okay.
It's starting to make me disliked by people. And I don't know what to do about it. Am I obligated to respond to every DM as soon as I see them? So I really, really try and get to know everyone and be nice. Like, let me read you this DM. There's about three or four like these. A simple no would have been nice. I don't mean this in a rude way. I'm just trying to spare the next girl, and maybe you can learn and grow from this. Right now it says you saw this 8 hours ago. You can see when you saw this. That doesn't exactly feel good. Well, that doesn't make me feel good either.
Well, it depends. What did she write? Because you obviously read it if she saw that you read it.
Yeah, she wrote something along the lines of, if you want a friend, you want to catch up, you want to have a drink, I heard some of your radio segments, let me know. I was fully intending to respond, but sometimes life gets in the way and you forget. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that happens with, like, text messages. People text, so I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll read it. I'm going to respond later. I'm caught up in something right now. I get that.
This scene on DMs is the worst thing in the world on Instagram. They should get rid of that because it doesn't help anybody in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the red receipts. But, no, seriously, I try and respond, and this applies to you, too. I try and respond to every DM. You do as well when you get DMs.
Yeah.
Are we obligated to, though? Like, what's the best way about it?
You're not obligated to do anything. I think just out of, you know, courtesy, yes. I could see where it could be awkward if it's somebody who's interested in maybe going out on a date and you may not be interested, where that could be an awkward response. That I get, where let me come up with the right thing to say before I just shoot off a not interested, sorry.
So leaving something for 8 hours, I should have responded immediately. I don't think that's fair.
I don't think you have to respond immediately.
For someone I don't know.
No.
I don't know the right way around this. And I'm sort of regretting doing the whole thing a little bit.
All right. So what do you need advice on?
Should I reply to every DM, I guess? How do I handle a situation like that?
What do you think the right protocol is for this? You can call or text us 888-431-3764. I don't envy you and your dating and what's going on in your DM situation. A guy just shared that his DMs are filled with people who are reaching out, possibly wanting a date. And one person who you did not respond to, but you saw the message, is upset that you didn't respond in a timely fashion.
She went crazy at me because I didn't respond in 8 hours. And let me just say, this isn't all just dating. This is just people wanting to hang out or catch up. And now people are actually sliding in my DMs. They're funny, messing with me. I seen that you seen my message last Saturday, but never responded, bro. What's all that about? Laugh.
840 text in says, Guy, there's a reason the person sent you that DM is single. So you might have dodged a bullet there.
But then the 909 here says, I feel the same way when I send memes back and forth to my wife. She never reacts, but will think I don't watch her videos. If I don't react, I think it'd be good for guy to acknowledge to the sender that he appreciates reaching out and he'll reach back if the time is right.
Oh, yeah,
is that fair?
Maybe just heart the message. Yep, I saw it. Heart just, it. And like, if you're not interested, I think that's the toughest part. If it's a message from somebody who you're not interested in, how do you respond the right way without coming off looking like a jerk?
It'd be so much easier if who owns Instagram, Mark Zuckerberg, Meta, if they just got rid of the scene on Instagram.
Like text messages. Yes, you can get rid of the red receipts.
Because what good is it doing? It doesn't make anyone feel good, does it?
Deneen in Cyprus, what do you think?
People are so entitled. Like, I'm annoyed with this topic.
That's why I love it.
Lay it on us, Deneen.
Just because something was seen, it doesn't even mean that you had the opportunity to read the message. Somebody may have called you in the middle. Like, you are not obligated to respond to anybody in their expectation of their turnaround time. Like, people need to relax.
Yeah, I feel like that was a little much to put a time on it, too. Like, you read it X amount of time ago. You should have responded.
There's a bunch more like that, too.
And it just sets a precedence of, like, if you decided to go on a date with them or you decided to date them, what is that relationship going to be like?
Well, that's such a good point, too. 951 says, Guy, you are definitely not in the wrong. These ladies, one, are complete strangers for calling you out and not responding in a timely fashion. Dating is hard. This person says they're coming out of a long-term relationship, and it's not the same as it used to be.
It's very true. This isn't all ladies. Again, I preface this. I encourage anyone to get in my DM that wants to hang out because I need friends as well.
Yeah, but he's just not going to respond to you, but like, slide into his DMs.
Yeah, like if you text when there's football on, you're probably not going to get a response because I'm gambling.
All right. Well, to that specific texter, we'll play this one for them. Called Crazy.
Oh, that's a great transition.
Here you go, you walking red flag.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.